Blog Talk Radio.
Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to Rizwan Manji, co-star of the insanely funny NBC sitcom Outsourced. Stick around, or they'll get somebody in Mumbai to do my job better and for less.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free download at Stitcher.com. That's Stitcher.com.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are nearly 700 archived celebrity interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by thepartyauthority.us. Planning a wedding, mitzvah, or corporate event in the New York, New Jersey, or Pennsylvania area? For any and all occasions, call the Party Authority nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJS. That's 1-800-342-5357, where one call does it all. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of call center employees who aren't sure if we're laughing with them or at them, in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida.
I didn't know you guys celebrated Valentine's Day.
Oh, yes. Some people call it Sweetheart's Day. It's a very big deal here.
Not to the Indians who refuse to cheapen the notion of love with Western commercialization. Chocolates, flowers, fat-flying infants armed with crossbows. Ah, yes. Someone else has been duped into wasting their hard-earned money on what are essentially plant genitals.
Actually, Rajiv, this is from Vimy to you.
She loves me? I love her too.
Actually, they're for man meat, but it's nice to see you have a heart in there somewhere.
Yes, a heart that pumps blood to my brain so I can make rational decisions and not get sucked into this tawdry materialism.
I was joking! It really are from Vimy!
My pumpkin? My darling?
Oh, now I feel really bad because they're actually for man meat.
What do I care? I am a stone. I have been joking with you this entire time.
I have delivered for Rajiv Gurwani.
Double check that card, you son of a bitch! I can't do this anymore!
NBC has three really funny sitcoms on Thursday nights during its three-hour comedy block that I think you should give a chance to, or maybe a second chance. Outsourced, Community, and Perfect Couples. Now, Mr. Media has been a big supporter of all three. They're cleverly written and share a devotion to character development, satire, and sexual zingers. 30 Rock, The Office, and Parks and Recreation may get all the attention, but Outsourced, Community, and Perfect Couples offer more than their fair share of big, old-fashioned sitcom belly laughs. Today, I'm excited to welcome to the show Rizwan Manji, one of the upcoming stars of Outsourced, which airs Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. on NBC. He plays Rajiv, the Don't Screw With Me manager, in name only, of the India-based call center of an American novelties manufacturer. Rizwan, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. We've become very big fans of the show in our house. We got off to a bit of a slow start with it, but it seems like the kind of show that when you give it a little chance and you get to know the characters a little bit, you can't help but really enjoy it.
Thank you. Yeah, I know I find that with a lot of shows, it's like with the pilot, you have to introduce so many people. And it's kind of slow because you're just sort of like the first few shows are just like getting to know everybody, and then it sort of gets into the meat of what's going on. So I find that with a lot of shows.
There was there was some early controversy about the show. Do you feel like that's gone by the wayside now that people have gotten the hang of the show?
I feel like there's still people who sort of harp on. Some of the media is still harping on some of the fact that they think it's stereotypical and stuff, but I honestly feel like if they're watching the show, and we're now on episode, tonight's going to be episode 14, I feel like that's not a concern anymore. You know what I mean? Like, it's, and you've been watching the show, and we've gotten so deep into the characters already, and you've met their families, and you know, these are, we have five very, very, very different South Asian characters on the show, that I feel like that part of it, you know, if you're watching the show, you know that that's not what the show is about. So I feel like we've addressed it as a show, and if you're watching the show, you know that's not really a concern anymore. So.
Would I be wrong in suggesting that your character Rajiv is sort of the Danny DeVito of Taxi to on Outsource?
You know, you know, somebody else had mentioned that as well, and I feel like Rajiv, he's definitely the antagonist of the show. I remember watching Taxi. I feel like they give Rajiv a little bit more of a heart. You see these glimpses every now and then where you feel like you might want to side with him at some point, and then you kind of go away from that. But it's definitely one of the best characters I've ever gotten to play, because he has that dual side to him where he can just say the craziest, meanest things in the world, but at the next moment he's sort of like professing his love for his fiance in this most genuine way that you're like, what is wrong with this guy? You know? So it's definitely a fun character to get where he goes from, like, you know, he does a complete 180.
Well, it would seem like a mistake for the writers to ever soften that character too much. He is the edge of the show, where, you know, all the other ones, you know, we're soft and we're gentle, and then there's Rajiv, who just keeps sticking it to people.
Yeah, I think that's fun though. That's the fun part of it, is anyone who's sort of under him, his employees, he treats like absolute crap, which is definitely fun for me to play. Because, you know, I try not to do that in my real life, although my wife seems to think that it's not sort of starting to bleed out into my regular life as I start to, no, I don't do that. But there's that part of it. I like the fact that it all has a purpose, that he's, the reason that he does all these things, the reason that he's so opportunistic is because he's trying to get married, and you know, he wants to prove that he can do this for his father-in-law and his fiance. And so you're right. I hope that it never gets to the point where he's totally soft. But I like those, you know, moments when he's with his fiance that he gets a little bit of softness. And there's episodes coming up in this season where he actually finally has a chance to officially propose to his fiance. So. Mm.
I predict that there'll be a storyline, and at some point, where Rajiv will take over, and Ben Rappaport's character will be his assistant.
Well, I know Rajiv definitely wants that to happen. So we shall see, and I'll let them know that you predicted that. So.
Yes, put me down in that corner for that.
In that corner.
Well,
that'd be kind of. I guess that would be an interesting dynamic. I don't know what. Rajiv got a flavor of it in a recent episode where he got to take over because Todd was sick, and I guess all things didn't turn out the way that he wanted. So we'll see what happens if he officially gets that title.
It'd be kind of like if Dwight took over at The Office for Dunder Mifflin. And, you know, yeah, it might be great in his eyes, but it might not be so much for everyone else.
Not so great for the employees, I'm sure.
Well, Rizwan, tell me, can people find you? Do you participate in Twitter or Facebook or any of that kind of stuff?
I do. I have the most confusing Twitter thing, but please follow us on Twitter. Actually, me and the actor who plays Gupta, Pravesh, we try to, like, sometimes live Twitter during the show. So I think tonight also, while the show's going on, if you have any questions or anything, we're on. And my Twitter is it's RIZ_MANJI, which is my name, and I Twitter at that. And Pravesh is at Pravesh, and we try to live Twitter during the show, so we definitely definitely do that. And I have a friend of mine started a fan page, which I also try to update and let people know what's going on with the show. So definitely follow me on those two things.
Very good. Well, folks, you can see Rizwan Manji every Thursday night at 10:30 p.m. on NBC. And Rizwan, thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Take care.
You too.
All right. For more interviews with your favorite NBC sitcom stars, surf over to our main website, mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, a comment on today's show, or would like to advertise on Mr. Media Radio, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. You can also follow me on Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube. On Twitter, it's twitter.com/andelman. On Facebook and YouTube, just search Mr. Media Radio. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening.
This is Rhonda Shear, and it looks like I'm going to be up all night modeling my lingerie line for Mr. Media. Again!